Welcome to a special edition of the Falls Cast. In honor of National Police Officers Week, we're at the Cauga Falls and Silver Lake Police Memorial in downtown Cauga Falls, and we're going to interview retired police officer Steve Amos. Did I pronounce it correctly?
Thank you. Amos, like Amos and Andy.
Okay, I pronounced it correctly.
Or the biblical book, Amos in the Old Testament.
Okay. I know this is a big week for you guys. I appreciate you taking the time to talk with us. I guess we can start off, how long were you a police officer in Cauga Falls?
I have 34 years in the pension fund and 24 years with the city.
Wow.
Retired in 2013, and so it's been, gosh, 9 years ago now.
9 years you've been retired. And obviously you find things to keep yourself busy. You're the Falls Honor Guard. Could you describe?
Sure. The Honor Guard, Silver Lake has one, as do we. And our bylaws support the Honor Guard. So it's a group of people in each police department signs up to be part of it, which I was many years ago, and they take part of our ceremony. A little background on how we support the Honor Guard. When we first created the Memorial Foundation, our basic piece is to build a memorial, maintain it, and then to support the Honor Guard. The service is a secondary piece. The third piece is community involvement, which we do with the flags and as a wrapping of this, et cetera.
So. The electrical boxes, isn't that what you just showed me up there? And then this being National Police Officers Week, any history on how that began?
Sure. President John F. Kennedy in 1962 passed a law to make May 15th National Police Day. And the week that the 15th fell in was National Police Week. So since 1962, that's fallen in place.
Okay. And you've obviously participated in this long before the memorials ended up here?
In the early days, the only ceremony that participated was a group of the Honor Guard in front of the flagpoles in the city building. And you would have a mayor, you might have a secretary out there. And we would have a few words and have some donuts and orange juice. Time passed, and in 2011, a group of us got together, all of us FOP members from Lodge 49, and decided to create the Memorial Foundation. We had to do that because the funding of the FOP could not go out and raise money. So we had to make a separate organization to raise the funds to build a memorial.
So
2011, we raised close to $100,000 in dollars, in materials and labor to build what you have seen. We had numerous sites to choose from. We chose this one because it's the most traffic area 365 days of the year between the Natatar and the city building.
Yeah, I agree.
And we designed it so it would blend in with the city building and the Natatar.
And you said, well, I won the contest at council, and there's a time capsule in there when you build it as well.
Yes, sir. The front memorial, part of the memorial, is our donor wall, as you can see right there. We chose not to have any sales of bricks. All we wanted was the memorialized officer's name on the memorial. So we put all the people who donated on a separate area to keep them separate. And the base of that, which you can see here, Tom, is a granite piece, and that's a 50-year time capsule, which was placed in the ground at the Bicentennial in 2012, and this was dedicated in August of 2012. So there's a good chance I won't be here when they open it.
Probably a good chance I won't either. This year, besides having a little hiatus because of COVID, like everything else, but this year marks something special for the Cauga Falls Police Department. What is that?
A couple things. It's the 100th anniversary of the police department itself. Before there was policemen, there was actually constables in the city. And 100 years ago this year was the first police officer's designation. And ironically, a gentleman named Wester Watson, who we put on the memorial 3 years ago, we were able to locate his family members this year.
Oh, okay.
One of our foundation members does all our research for us. So he researches the names that go on there to make sure they fit our criteria. And we have the old timers group. So in the 70s, when the pension fund was created, that's our criteria on how names go on there. The center granite piece is the three officers who were killed in the line of duty. Those names only go on after their families receive a designation of killed line of duty from the pension fund.
Okay.
The South plaque is officers who were deployed to military action and killed in the line of duty serving their country.
Like Daniel.
Like Daniel. Unfortunately, he's the only one that we know of so far out there. The other four plaques are officers who have met the criteria of the pension fund of 25 years or more and have retired and passed away. So that's how the names go on. So Wester Watson was put on, and we could not find any family members. So this year, we located them in Orlando, Florida, and they will be represented here tomorrow.
Oh, that's great. And he was the first officer?
The first officer with the officer's distinction. Now, keep in mind, before that, it was called constables.
Constables.
So then when they became a police department, he was the very first police officer. And actually, his brother is also on there, too.
Oh, that's neat. And if people would like to support your organization, what do they have to do?
Thank you for asking that. The service we put on is, which I think is quite honorable, with bagpipers, taps, a cappella singers, choirs, etc. It runs anywhere, depending on the year, and the prices, which have escalated this year, anywhere from $4,000 or $5,000 to put on. The tent rental itself was $2,400 this year. So we have two ways to donate. We have a website. I should have brought the brochure for you, Tom, but I will give that to you. If you go to the website, it'll give you the information to go on to. If my memory serves me, it's CFSL, Niagara Falls, Silver Lake, PM.org.
Okay. And we can include that one way or another in the notes that go with the podcast.
Before we leave, I'll give you a brochure with that.
Okay.
We get our fundings basically two ways from anything that comes through the website. Now, I personally go out, and we don't do bake-offs or things like that. We go to local businessmen who feel like they should support us, and that's where our funding comes from.
Okay, that's good.
All local supporters of the community, which makes it even more honorable, I think, to make it part of the city.
Yeah, because I've lived in several places, and I've never seen a memorial this large in a city this size. Yeah, that means you got a lot of people in this town that do support the police.
Best we can tell, our flag display, which you heard at council.
Yes.
And if my numbers are correct, it's changing from broken ones and ones that come up missing. We should have 234 flags up this year. That includes here at the memorial site, the Natterpoint parking lot.
The new ones along Broad.
Broad Boulevard from front to State Road. All of 2nd Street from Broad to Oakwood. Oakwood from the memorial to front. Front Street, the new Front Street. All the poles have banners on there. There's 81 total. The Broad Boulevard Bridge have banners. Entrance to River Front Parkway. And the new ones are Front Street South from Broad till about the craft beer location, okay. Those type of flagpoles. In addition to that, we have going in cooperation with the Cuyahoga Falls School District, the Woodruff School District, and every single private parochial school in the city who are currently flying their flags and their poles this week.
Oh, that's great.
Amongst many businesses, too, if they ask, we give them the flags. Some is like Don Stitz, Cathedral Tomorrow, Clifford Funeral Home, just to name a few.
That's good. Okay, now we have one last question.
Sure.
And that's the one that we ask every podcast. It can be controversial. If you don't want to answer it, fine. But where's the best place you think to eat in Cuyahoga Falls?
That's a great... Actually, that's a super question. And you're going to... I have a toss-up because all your places. And you'll like this one. Silver Swan is a great place.
All right, yep.
I like the history of it. If I want to go a step above, I like Darby's, another good local place.
Yeah.
But probably my favorite of all of them is Village Garden.
Village Gardens?
Mainly because the owner is so committed to Cuyahoga Falls and keeping his business there. It's a great place to visit. So.
Yeah, he's about one of the longest runners on State Road
isn't he? I think we were up there.
There's only one or two more.
I think he's over 30 years now.
Yeah, I think Dominic might be close. But. All right. Well, I do appreciate your time.
Sure.
Thank you for the interview. I hope we can help you get your word out.
Thank you.
And it's been great talking to you.
Thank you, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Fallscast is a production of the Falls Free Press in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Please check out the Falls Free Press at fallsfreepress.com or on social media at facebook.com/fallsfreepress. We thank you for listening to this episode, which was recorded and edited by Bart Sullivan. Please subscribe to our podcast and tell your Call to Falls friends and family so they can listen as well.